The first candidate who's the favourite, according to the opinion polls, Ivan Duque, is closely working with Uribe Vélez. His policies are of the far right. He's very much a law and order candidate. He's generally speaking very much in favour of continuing with the sharp polarisation in terms of ownership of property. There's been a very big consolidation in Colombia of arable land being controlled by big landowners, and he comes from that constituency. He's very much in favour of a hard hand when it comes to law and order issues, and he's very much in favour of sort of Catholic conservative social policies as well. On the other hand, you have the second candidate, Gustavo Petro. He had been the mayor of Bogota, and as mayor of Bogota, he enacted social policies which were generally quite progressive. So, for example, there was a big emphasis on taking care of young children, to support women in their lives and their workforce. Broadly speaking, liberal social views in terms of women's rights, gay rights, and so on. In economic terms, for a regulated social democratic type of economy, or a mixed economy, but with environmental, which is very important, environmental controls, social controls. He makes the environmental issue the centerpiece of the campaign. He was asked in an interview just the other day, was he from the centre-left, which is what I think he basically is from, but he positioned himself as being neither left nor right, but the most important issue for the 21st century is what we're going to do about climate change. And thirdly, he's very critical of the corruption of the electoral process, and he's been very critical in the past against the one that's the paramilitary right. And the Colombian electoral system is very much like, say, the French model. So at the moment, there are five presidential candidates. If no single candidate wins an absolute majority in the first round, that is, if they don't get more than 51% of the votes, then there will be a runoff between the top two candidates. And the way the opinion polls are running at the moment, that will be between Duque and Petro. So Petro will have to come from behind in the second round, and he will have to win votes from supporters of the more centre candidates.